almost a century of dominating influence in the world, the United States is a nation on the brink of disaster, facing mounting challenges such as an economy built on debt and consumption, and the scourge of terrorism and war. The United States is in one of the most delicate and dangerous places that it has ever been. What affects America will affect the world, as well as you and your family, your financial welfare, your health, even your very survival. Can we know with certainty what lies ahead? If you want to know what God Almighty explicitly says in your own Bible about what lies ahead for this nation and for you personally, stay tuned. Greetings, friends, and welcome to Tomorrow's World. What is ahead for the United States according to the Word of God? As we begin, let's look at just a handful of the dangerous issues facing America today. Facts taken from today's newspapers and headlines about the volatile situation that the U.S. now finds itself in. First, let's consider America's mind-numbing debt. According to the U.S. Treasury Department, the outstanding public debt of the United States has surpassed $8.5 trillion. That's trillion with a T. Such figures boggle the mind. This amounts to a debt of around $28,000 for every man, woman, teenager, toddler, and infant alive in the country. And in recent months, that debt has been growing at a rate of almost $2 billion every single day. Not content to be outdone by our government, American citizens are incurring more personal debt than ever. In a culture obsessed with materialism and literally addicted to consumption, Americans are buying more and more things today with money they won't earn for sometimes years into the future. Currently, our debts are being increasingly financed by foreign countries such as China, Japan, and the nations of Europe. And that leads us to another dilemma facing the United States. While it's relying on foreign nations to increasingly prop up its economy, those same foreign nations are increasingly doubting America's value as an investment. A powerful sign of this alarming lack of confidence is the dropping value of the U.S. dollar against other world currencies. We have built our economy around the assumption that the world would continue to believe in the value and stability of the dollar. And until now, nations the world over have held portions of their own country's monetary reserves in U.S. dollars. But they are beginning to abandon this investment. As the value of the dollar drops, many of our major lenders are beginning to act on their doubts and are dumping the dollars to replace them with more stable and valuable currencies, such as the euro. Recent news has mentioned countries such as Russia, Sweden, China, South Korea, all firmly decreasing their holdings of U.S. dollars so as to protect themselves from the effects of the dollar's fall, which only adds to the speed of its plummet. The days when we can depend on other countries to prop up our dollar and loan us their money are quickly coming to an end. This calls to mind another crisis facing the United States, America's growing dependence on other nations. We've already mentioned America's dependence on other nations to finance our debt and to help prop up the value of our currency. But we're dependent on other nations, often unstable nations, in an ugly myriad of other ways. Given the recent price in gasoline these days, the dependence most on people's minds today is our desperate need for other countries' oil. Oil is the lifeblood of the American way of life. According to the U.S. Department of Energy, in the first half of 2006, the United States hungrily consumed more than 20 million barrels of oil every day. That is one-fourth of all the oil consumed in the entire world, straight down the throat of America every single day. And more than 60% of our oil and fuel currently comes from other countries. In fact, a great amount of oil comes from OPEC and the nations of the Middle East, one of the most unstable and volatile regions in the world. But our marriage of convenience with these nations is becoming dangerously inconvenient. While the government of Saudi Arabia remains technically an ally of the United States, we cannot forget that 15 of the 19 hijackers on September 11th were citizens of Saudi Arabia. As the populations of the Middle East grow in their hatred of America and the West, and as key nations in that region, such as Iran, actively pursue policies of supporting terrorism, it is becoming more and more clear that America's extreme dependence on the Middle East and other nations for its oil places the U.S. in a position of relying on its own enemies for its continued survival. And speaking of America's enemies, the United States continues to struggle with the question of how to defend itself in a post-9/11 world. On that day in 2001, when the Twin Towers were brought down by a small band of ruthless killers and nearly 3,000 people were murdered, it was apparent to anyone watching the news that the future for America would never be the same. And while the American government enjoyed the support of many of its allies in its subsequent war on Afghanistan, support for the war against Iraq was much more difficult to come by, and indeed seems to fade with each news cycle. Meanwhile, the continuing saga of the nation's efforts to pacify and stabilize the region have demonstrated to the world, including America's enemies, how quickly America can be spread too thin. And it's a war we cannot financially afford. Stephen Kosiak, an independent defense analyst, made this distressing observation in a May 2, 2006 report by Peter Fedinsky for Voice of America. Currently, we're paying for this war essentially on our credit card. We're not raising taxes, we're not cutting other programs to pay for it, and that adds to the federal debt. An Associated Press article on September 10, 2006 began with an ominous statement. It said, "The threat of terrorism against the United States remains chillingly lethal 5 years after 9/11, and officials predict another massive attack is not a matter of if, but when." Al-Qaeda and other terrorist organizations have vowed to obtain and use weapons of mass destruction within the United States. Perhaps a so-called dirty bomb that would kill through contamination, or even a full nuclear detonation in one of our major cities. Can you imagine the devastation that would be brought about by a sudden nuclear detonation in one of our major population centers, such as New York, Dallas, Los Angeles, or Seattle? With the ever-increasing availability of nuclear weapons technology, chemical and biological weapons, and even e-bombs capable of completely destroying a region's electronics and computer networks, the menu of destruction available to terrorists grows more varied and more devastating with each passing year. More and more, the American government is being forced to create contingency plans that include the sudden deaths of multiple millions of lives, in attacks on a scale that make 9/11 seem minuscule by comparison. Friends, we've only been able to scratch the surface of the issues facing America at this critical time in history. We don't have the time to discuss in detail the many other crises looming on the horizon, such as the threat of pandemic diseases. The current bird flu scare has nations all over the world waking up and preparing for disease events that could result in millions of deaths. Or the threat of natural disasters, disasters of epic proportions. We've already seen the devastating effects of Hurricane Katrina, and scientists have warned that warming oceans continue to support more powerful storms of record-breaking ferocity, many of which inevitably find America in their path. Or the threat of drought and famine. In 2004, the United States Geological Survey reported that the drought that had gripped the West may have been the worst in 500 years. And much of the United States today is still experiencing severe, even extreme drought conditions. Then there's the tension of ethnic strife, which we've seen around us in recent days as immigrants into America have protested in the streets, demanding a place at the table and a voice in the country that many of them entered illegally. Friends, the list goes on. Many analysts describe these concerns with an air of inevitability. But is there any way to know for certain? Can we know with certainty what lies ahead for the United States? And more specifically, what's ahead for you and your family? Yes, there is. The fact is that God's Word, the prophecies of your Bible, provide us with an absolutely reliable guide, not only to what lies ahead, but also what you personally can do about it to protect your family. But first, let me take a moment to highlight the free booklet we're offering on today's program. Just call the number on the screen and we'll send you this eye-opening booklet, The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy. You need to know what's ahead for you and your family. And the information in this absolutely free booklet will help you see for yourself out of your own Bible what God Almighty has in store. As always, all of our literature is offered absolutely free and without any cost or obligation whatsoever.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Call now. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227.
With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Let's return to the question, can we know what's ahead? The answer is yes, we can. God's Word does tell us what lies ahead for the United States. But in order to know, we first need to grasp a vital key to understanding Bible prophecy. And that key is this. As startling as it may seem, when we read of Israel in Bible prophecy, we are reading about the peoples of the United States and Great Britain. While most people think of the modern Jewish state of Israel when reading those passages, the fact is that the Jews comprise only two of the 12 tribes of Israel, namely the tribe of Judah and the tribe of Benjamin. That's where the Jews get their name, from the tribe of Judah. Again, I cannot encourage you strongly enough to order the free booklet we're offering today, The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy, which will lay out for you using the text of your own Bible, the truth of the identification of the American and British peoples with the Israel mentioned in prophecy. Once the identity of Israel in prophecy is known to be the United States and the British descended peoples, everything else makes so much sense. And literally one-fourth of your Bible, biblical prophecy, is unlocked to your understanding and comes to life. We read the Bible and begin to realize that America is not the most powerful country in the world because of our somehow superior philosophies or forms of government. Rather, we have been blessed due to unconditional physical promises made by God to our father Abraham. But we also learn that our continued success at the pinnacle of influence and might is frighteningly conditional on the choices we make. For example, we read in Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 12 and 13, "The Lord will open to you His good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season, and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not be beneath. If you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them." For example, God's Word provides clear guidelines concerning sex and marriage. As Paul plainly declares in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, "Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites will inherit the kingdom of God." And yet our society wholeheartedly embraces lifestyles of sexual activity without even the pretense of restraint or moral guideline. Pornography, once shamefully relegated to dark rooms in the backs of buildings, is now mainstream. Our universities are even inviting porn stars to give talks to their student body. Consider as well Americans' morbid determination to slaughter about 1.3 million innocent children every year through the tragedy of abortion. That's the equivalent of more than one September 11th attack per day. We're so morally confused that even the idea of banning the horrific and torturous practice of partial birth abortion in our country seems to cause endless debate. And the United States as a whole continues to ignore the commandments of God, His laws, His Sabbaths, His holy days. We've actually come to the point where the legality of simply displaying the Ten Commandments in a public place is in question. We could go on, but the facts are clear to see. America is beginning to find itself headed towards a date with destiny and an appointment with its creator, provider, and lawgiver. Let's continue in Deuteronomy chapter 28 at verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all His commandments and statutes which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Continue in Deuteronomy chapter 28 at verse 22. The Lord will strike you with consumption, with fever, with inflammation, with severe burning fever, with the sword, with scorching, and with mildew. They shall pursue you until you perish. And your heavens which are over your head shall be bronze, and the earth which is under you shall be iron. The Lord will change the rain of your land to powder and dust. From the heaven it shall come down on you until you are destroyed. Because of our disobedience, we see diseases, war, drought, and famine on the horizon, some of which we are already getting a taste. We also see an end of America's vaunted military dominance as the United States learns that it was God who gave the nation victory and not its own strength and wisdom. Consider the prophetic statement made in verse 43. The alien who is among you shall rise higher and higher above you, and you shall come down lower and lower. We see shades of that today with the influence of those from outside our boundaries beginning to take a dominant role in our decisions and judgments, be it the passion behind today's illegal immigrant movements, or the growing influence of European court decisions and UN treaties on U.S. domestic policy. An America ruled by Americans is becoming less of a reality and will continue to do so without national repentance. Then there's the very next verse, Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 44. He shall lend to you, but you shall not lend to him. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. The Bible predicted the enormous black hole of debt that we now see devouring us. And while some temporary fixes may be put into place, the Bible is clear that only repentance is going to solve the problem. Otherwise, it will ultimately get worse and worse. And our nation will learn the tragic truth of Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 7, that the rich rules over the poor, and that the borrower is servant or slave to the lender. In Leviticus chapter 26 and verse 16, God says that if you will not obey me, then I will also do this to you. I will even appoint terror over you. Now, did you catch that? I will appoint terror over you. Can we all see that since 9/11, America has now begun an age where terror is appointed over us? The prophecies of the Bible are coming true right in front of our eyes. What else is ahead? Let's continue. I will even appoint terror over you, wasting disease and fever which shall consume your eyes and cause sorrow of heart. Look at verse 19. I will break the pride of your power. I will make your heavens like iron and your earth like bronze. And your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield its produce, nor shall the trees of the land yield their fruit. Our good land, rich in resources, provided by the hand of a loving God, will no longer yield to us. Changes in weather and environment will make our heaven seem hard on us like iron, and our earth seem cold like bronze. Consider the picture painted in verses 31 through 33. I will lay your cities waste and bring your sanctuaries to desolation, and I will not smell the fragrance of your sweet aromas. I will bring the land to desolation, and your enemies who dwell in it shall be astonished at it. I will scatter you among the nations and draw out a sword after you. Your land shall be desolate, and your cities waste. How bad will it get? Well, in one indication of how bad it will get, consider one of the prophecies of Ezekiel. And we must understand that Ezekiel prophesied of things to come for both Judah and Israel. Yet he did so after ancient Israel was already in captivity. His prophecies are for us today, and they're sobering. Look what God says to us through him in Ezekiel chapter 5 and verse 12. One third of you shall die of the pestilence and be consumed with famine in your midst. One third shall fall by the sword all around you, and I will scatter another third to the winds, and I will draw a sword after them. The current population of the United States is about 300 million. Can you fathom 100 million deaths in the United States due to pestilence, disease, and famine? 100 million deaths due to war, terrorism, and military conflict? And another 100 million scattered and enslaved among the nations of the earth in fear of their lives. Is that as hard for you to comprehend as it is for me to talk about? And yet talk about it we must, for it is the path ahead for America if she does not repent of ignoring the commandments of Almighty God, her Creator and her Provider. Friends, with the prospect of true national repentance virtually zero, what can you do? What can I do to protect ourselves and our families and loved ones from the times ahead? Is there anything? Yes, there is. But before we discuss that, let me again urge you to call the number on your screen or write us today and order your absolutely free copy of this booklet, The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy. Let us prove to you from your own Bible, as well as the testimony of secular history, the identity of the modern nations of Israel. This booklet will literally unlock the prophecies of God's Word and what your Bible really does say about what's ahead for America, for the world, and for you and your family. You need this information. Let us send it to you free of charge without any obligation whatsoever. Just call or write and ask for the book on America and Britain. That is all you need to do.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Call now. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Friends, we've seen that a terrible time is ahead for the United States unless she wakes up, repents of her sins, her breaking of the commandments of God. But what can you do? What can I do now before these times arrive full force, during this relative calm before the storm? Should I stock up on ammo and army rations and move to the hills? Absolutely not. Efforts like these are destined to prove futile, because nothing short of real repentance can provide safety from the punishment of God. Yet Scripture does speak of a people who will be protected from the things to come. Consider what Christ says in Luke chapter 21. Now here, Jesus is speaking of the end time events that are destined to come on the United States and British descended peoples. Let's begin in verse 34. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch, therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Look at what Revelation chapter 3 and verse 10 says. Because you have kept my command to persevere, I will also keep you from the hour of trial which shall come on the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. Jesus Christ promises protection to those who are zealous for His way of life, who persevere in keeping His Father's laws and commandments against the flow of society and the influence of Satan the devil. In fact, for the truly repentant, those individuals who are faithfully following the example and teachings of Jesus Christ and striving to keep the commandments of God with all their heart, mind, and soul, these crises facing a sinful United States are not signs of despair, but rather signs of hope. As Christ Himself says in Luke chapter 21 and verse 28, "Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads because your redemption draws near." The knowledge that redemption is drawing nearer is a powerful source of hope. Knowing these things, the question now really is, what will these signs mean for you? Please don't fail to request the free information we've offered on today's program. And tune in next week and every week as Roderick Meredith and Richard Ames show you straight from your Bible the meaning of today's headlines and what lies ahead for you in tomorrow's world. See you right here next week.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Call now or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. To view today's program, order the free literature offered, or for more information on today's vital subject, visit us online at www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.